So Barack Obama began unilateral discussions with the people of Iran yesterday without precondition. You could call them that, but in fact, it was a video address posted on the White House website and also broadcast to Iran to mark the Iranian New Year holiday of Nowruz.
We have serious differences that have grown over time. My administration is now committed to diplomacy that addresses the full range of issues before us and to pursuing constructive ties among the United States, Iran, and the international community.
Iran has already been invited to a multilateral meeting to talk about Afghanistan. The question is, does this address represent one in a series of changes going on between the United States and Iran? Joining us to talk about that is Sadek Zibakalem, who's a political science professor at Tehran University. He joins us from Tehran. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. So first of all, who saw this address? The proliferation of internet connections inside Iran certainly makes it more likely that a president of the United States is going to actually connect with the people of Iran than in the past.
Well, I think it is, to begin with, Obama has made a radical departure from Bush and, for that matter, other U.S. presidents, because they always try to sort of split or to differentiate between the Iranian people on the one hand and the Islamic regime on the other hand. Now, for the first time, we have a U.S. president which actually hasn't tried to separate between Iranian on the one hand and the Islamic regime on the other. I mean, that in itself is a new development.
It's very interesting. I mean, the language was very specific. He didn't just say, I want to talk to the people of Iran, forget the government, I want to talk to the people of Iran and its leaders. What do you think young people in Iran are curious about regarding the U.S. president, Professor?
Well, actually, since Obama was elected, there has been a lot of hope and expectations, particularly with regard to younger generation Iranians. I mean, what we call them in Iran, the post-Islamic Revolution generation, because they have been brought up in the atmosphere of complete animosity between Tehran and Washington. So they are expecting that Obama and the fact that he has been somewhat different from the other U.S. president might be able to break the ice with the Islamic leaders. And there would be some changes.
Okay, Professor, last question. Does this put pressure on President Ahmadinejad, or is he likely to take credit for some warming in relations? What happens now?
I think Ahmadinejad and other hardliners would try to manipulate and actually to take a stock of Obama's speech and saying that he is admitting that we have been right all along and so on and so forth. But underlying factor is that I think sooner or later they have to come out and they have to respond to Obama's the olive branch.
Well said, Professor. At the very least, it appears on some rhetorical level, the leaders of Iran are on the defensive because of this series of initiatives by Barack Obama. Sadek Zibakalem, political science professor at Tehran University, reacting to the message for Nowruz from the president last night.